Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I please have your email address to locate your account?
I'm not aware of an account, but I see a charge of $28.95 on my checking account. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know what that's for.
Yeah, I can try to locate an account to see what you're being charged for.
Well, it doesn't give an account number or anything. It just gives this number, and there's a charge of $28.95. My name
yes,
is
sir,
Thomas.
Yes, sir. So I have
Mack.
To locate an account by an email address.
Okay. Try. Betty, what's your email address?
B-Y.
B-Y.
X-M-A-C-K.
B-Y-M-A-C-K at yahoo.com.
All right, thank you. So I do see an account. It's for the website propertyrecord.com.
Okay, it's for the website. So do you see the account under that email address?
Yes, it's for the website propertyrecord.com.
So, is this a monthly charge or something?
Yes.
It's not supposed to be because we canceled it last month.
Okay, well, can you cancel that, please?
Yes, I can have the account canceled, and that would prevent any future charges.
Okay, so you'll send an email to that effect?
Yes, you'll receive a cancellation email to the buymac@yahoo.com email.
Okay, and could you hear that again? What was this for again?
It was for the website propertyrecord.com.
Propertyrecords.com. Okay. Please cancel that, okay?
Yes, sir. The account is canceled and you'll receive a cancellation email. And is there anything else I can help you with?
That's all. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Okay.